A new park in Springfield, Massachusetts is being named to honor two city police officers killed in the line of duty more than three decades ago. An emotional groundbreaking ceremony was held Monday at the site where construction is already underway on the park that will include a full-size soccer field, two practice fields, a children's playground, and a memorial garden in memory of slain officers Alain Beauregard and Michael Scavina. The ceremony, attended by city officials, current and retired police officers, and family members, took place almost 32 years to the day since Beauregard and Scavina were fatally shot during a traffic stop November 12, 1985. Beauregard's widow, Doris Beauregard Shkreli, said the city of Springfield has never forgotten its fallen officers.
Thanksgiving is around the corner, and I have so many things to be thankful for.
She said she hoped the park would remind people of how the two officers lived, not how they died.
They were family men, and this park is going to be all about family and giving memories to the families that are going to be here, playing in the soccer field, playing in the little park, walking the soccer field, young and old. And it's going to be a safe place.
Maura Scavina, a retired Massachusetts State Trooper, recalled that after being informed her brother had been shot, she raced to the hospital where she said it seemed like the entire city police force was standing vigil. She thanked the dozens of current and retired police officers who came to Monday's groundbreaking.
This is the stuff that helps heal. This is the stuff that helps us move forward.
The park construction is being paid for with a $400,000 grant from the state, $200,000 in funds the city earmarked from the Federal Community Development Block Grant Program, $150,000 in city funds, and $150,000 raised by the annual Ride to Remember bicycle ride event. Springfield Police Sergeant John Delaney, who organizes the fundraising bicycle ride, was a friend of both slain officers.
I know if my name was on the monument, one of those guys who were my friends would step up to the plate and do something.
Delaney said he noticed 2 years ago that a soccer field in another part of the city that had been named in the officer's memory had fallen badly into disrepair, so he began advocating for the new complex that's being built next to an elementary school in the 16 Acres neighborhood.
This is going to be here for generations, and I know Alan and Michael are smiling today that this is really something long time coming for two heroes, two fallen heroes that gave their lives for the citizens of Springfield.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said naming the park in honor of the two officers is a fitting tribute for the ultimate sacrifice they made.
And it's also going to be very personal in highlighting what our police officers do and really highlighting the history and biography of Officers Beauregard and Scavina, and also what blue is all about. Again, I consider them sentinels of peace.
The construction timetable calls for the soccer fields to be grass seeded this June and then ready for play in the spring of 2019. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.